I want to discuss a minog and then do a few short things on the Haggadah. The minog I want to discuss first is the minog of stealing the afikoman. Stealing the afikoman. This is a major mystery when this minog came about. There really is no clear, direct source in Chazal that the children should indeed steal the afikoman. We have Yachas.
It is in the Haggadah. They sat and learned all night, Rabbi Elazar, right?
Yeah.
The reason they didn't stop is because they had the afikoman. If they would have stole the afikoman, they would have stopped to eat the afikoman. But they didn't, because no one stole it.
No, they had it, they stole it. They couldn't find it.
They couldn't find it.
It doesn't say anywhere in Chazal that someone, the children, especially the children, should steal the afikoman. It appears that this is a new minhag. And the children, you do yachatz, you put the matzah on the side, and the children come along and they steal it, and they demand ransom, pidyon. They want pidyon. You want the matzah back, you have to pay. Nothing in this world is for free. No free lunch. Okay, well, so you have free lunch here in the Young Israel, the Senior Citizen Center. $1.25. Nothing is free, no free lunch. So it really is. I'm really, everything I'm telling you, most of what I'm telling you is coming from the Sefer Mo'adim L'Simcha by Rabbi. No, Rand is the is the. No, that's the Rabbi Freund, Rabbi Tuvia Freund. Tuvia Freund, his excellent article on this topic, and he basically says that it's a major mystery when this came about. Now let's try to trace it, how it may have evolved. Just because it evolved doesn't mean that it's sanctioned by Chazal. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura, Chavetz Chaim, makes no mention. The Mishnah Brura is packed, jam-packed with Minhagei Yisrael, and especially when it comes to the Lel Seder, just about everything you could possibly want is found in the Mishnah Brura, and yet nowhere in the Mishnah Brura is there any mention that the children should steal the afikoman. In fact, there are many Gedolei Yisrael which are they object strongly. It's not their cheretz to teach children to steal. And certainly when we live in times when the goyim are watching us very carefully, and that's certainly true today in this day and age with technology, when everything is broadcast live, streaming live all over the world. So just imagine the goyim they watch, that the parents are teaching the children to steal the afikoman. It's a big chil Hashem, and therefore there are gedolei yisrael that object very strongly to this custom, especially since we find no mikar. There's no real source that the children should steal the afikoman. Okay, so the first mention of how it possibly evolved. I don't know if this minhag is more than 400 years old. I don't know if it's more than 400 years old. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's more. But it evolves from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Belel Pesach chaytvin." We grab. It's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes and Aleph Tanya Braisa Rabbi Eliezer Omer. It's not a Mishnah. I'm sorry. It's a Braisa Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Chaytvin matzah belele Pesachim b'shvil hatinoiko shelo yishnu. We grab matzos from one another so that the children should not fall asleep. Now that's all it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is subject to interpretation. And in fact, the Rishonim, there are many interpretations of what this line of Gemara means, and none of the interpretations, explain it to mean that the children should steal the afikam. It says chaytvin. What does it mean chaytvin? So it's first, so the Gemara goes one more, then the Gemara goes a little bit further. The Gemara then says Rabbi Akiva. That's just a side point which really enhanced the understanding of the first piece of the Gemara, that only twice a year was there no cheder. Twice a year did they shut down the elementary schools. Not like today when we have midwinter vacation and summer vacation, and we're closed for all legal holidays and Sundays and so on and so forth. Only twice a year there was no yeshiva, Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. The two times when you say Lashana Habavi Rishalayim, those are the only two days when there is no yeshiva erev that yomta, because the children, the parents have an obligation to go home and put the children to sleep. You put the children to sleep earlier Pesach, so they should be awake for the Seder, and erev Pesach, erev Yom Kippurim, that you should eat, so you should have krech for the next day. They should feed your children. Kadesh Yachilu Esmi. Now this piece of Gemara is the conclusion of the Gemara of Chaytvin Matzah Belelei Pesachim. So obviously, it's all about the children. Now, what do we mean about the children? So now, let's look at some of the Mefarshim. First comes Rashi. Rashi says, Chaytvin means Magbihin. we translate chativ means to grab. Rashi seems not to translate the word chativ to mean to grab. It means you pick up. You pick up the ka'ara. You come to the seder. You come to the seder, and you lift it up. You lift up the car in magbim. That's all it means. And the children, what are you doing? They look at the father. What got into you? What in the world are you doing? You're picking up the table. The children ask a question. Gold. That is what the goal is. The goal is that the children should ask. Okay. Next, other rishonim say chayipsim means to chap. What does mechap means? Eat quickly. And that means that this is in the time of the mission. It's in, for a lot of the rishonim say this. The minhag was they first ate dinner, and then they said the haggadah. Today it's a long way. You come home from shul, you're starving. You know the story with the guest with Yivaita, the person who's Baal Tshuva. He doesn't know from anything. They invite him from the seder. They come. They kiddush. They give him a cup of wine. Another cup of wine. He starts going dizzy. They give him some lettuce and salt water. It's not exactly very delicious. And they sit and they start talking and talking. Manishtana goes on for hours and hours. And just about as the rebs get up to Shulchan Aruch, he says, enough of these crazy people. I'm out of here. If only he would have waited another minute, they would have brought out Sudas Shlomo B'Shaita. They would have brought out the Shulchan Aruch. But it's Masha Taima Chazal, that was not the way they did it. Taima Chazal, you first had a Shulchan Aruch. It's a very fascinating thing. You first have the Shulchan Aruch, and then they recite the Haggadah. Then you recite the Haggadah. So therefore it says, Chayp means you eat quickly. Don't have a long suit. Don't schmooze and talk politics. Don't have a long suit. Chaytim. Chaytim means eat the suda very quickly so that the children will ask, why are you eating the suda quickly? You can ask, why are we eating so quickly tonight? What's the rush? Where are you going? You're asking a question because tonight is Pesach and we want to later eat the Afikoma. We want to eat the matzah and the mar. We want to get up to the Afikoma. We want to do all these special mitzvahs. So that's all it means. But so far here, based upon the basic Rishonim, Rashi and the other Rishonim, means we eat quickly. Now we have the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, we don't let the children eat. The children are sitting down by the table. They're sitting down by the table, and they want to eat some food. They're hungry. So you take away the food from them. You steal their meal. Because the derech is, children fall asleep right after they eat some food. Okay, children, they after they eat, adults, alachas kama v'kama. But when you give a child a meal, bang, all of a sudden they conk out. We don't want them to fall asleep. We want them to stay awake for the afikoman, for the mitzvah halayla. So we deny them a portion, a full portion, a chaytim. We grab away their food from them. Again, nothing to do with stealing the afikoman. Another interpretation, which is a very powerful interpretation, is that we steal from each other. We pass around the matzah. Chaytim. We grab the matzah from one another to do something strange the children should ask. Okay, another interpretation, this is actually an interesting interpretation, is that normally the halacha and the Rambam brings down Hilchos Derech Eretz. When you go to a suda, and you're a guest at someone's home, and they make Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Melech Olam, Motzi Lechem Min Aretz, you are not allowed to eat Derech Eretz bread until the Balabayis eats. You have to wait. When the Balabayis says Hamotzi Lechem Min Aretz, he has to eat first and then he gives to you. Even if you have your own bread and you're being yaitz with his bracha, you wait until it's Derech Eretz. The exception is the night of the Seder. When the Rosh Habayis, he says Hamotzi Lechem Min Aretz, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos HaMizneh L'Achilas Matzah, Chaytim. All of the guests are allowed to grab and eat a piece of matzah before the Balabayis puts the matzah in his mouth. But Derech Eretz, on the night of Pesach, we're moichel on this halacha, k'day sheyishalu hatinoikos. Okay, so Asach HaKol, again, I've given you almost five different reasons. So review. Chayfa means we just pick up the kara. Or chayfa means that we pass it around. We grab bread from one another. Chayfa means we take away the food. We deny the children their food so they should not fall asleep. Chayfa means we very quickly eat the suda so we should get to the afikomen. The children should ask, why are you eating the meal so fast? Oh, you know why? Because we want to get up to the afikomen right away. So all of the perushim given in the Rishonim have nothing to do with stealing the matzah. However, he says, it's not chayros. Nothing to do with chayros. This has to do with what it means. All of the reasons are to Gemara, chayfim, and all the children should ask. What he says here, the Mo'adim L'Simcha, is that over time, all of these techniques, the goal was Kadesh, that the children should not fall asleep. And therefore, we did all of these techniques. It developed, it evolved unofficially with Adam Akari, is a new technique, a new parish of the Gemara Chaitfin. And that is the children, let instead of the adults grabbing the food from the children, instead of the adults doing all of these funny things in order the children should not fall asleep, the best thing would be let the children steal the matzah. Let the children be the ones who are Chaitfin, who grab. And grab means, like this, what we call stealing. Let them be the ones who steal the matzah, and they'll guard it the whole night because they were going to want ransom. The best way they're going to be the stay the entire night is to get the afikomen gift. I'm not going to give the matzah back until the child says, I want a prize. I want a prize. I have to wait up the entire night to get my prize. The greatest incentive in order to keep the children up, shalo yishnu, they should not fall asleep, is to transform the chaitvim. Instead of the adults doing the chaitvim, let the children do the chaitvim, and they'll guard it until the end of the Seder in order to get a prize, and that way they will not fall asleep. No one says this. This is not a perush that's in any of the Rishonim, but yet he says this is a traditional interpretation of the Gemara. According to all of the common denominator of all of the Rishonim, chaitvim means one thing only: the adults are the ones who are grabbing, and doing this, the children should not fall asleep. We have even olam hapuch. Now we do that the children should do the grabbing, so the adults should not fall asleep. That's the Gemara, right? It's the Gemara. That's Zecher v'Kavim Pesach. That's
so,
Poshut.
So the afikomen that they steal is not really the afikomen you're eating.
You don't have to use what they steal. You don't have to use that piece. You can use anything you want. Anything you want.
Because you don't care.
Anything you want. Right. Okay, I'll tell you. I think you mentioned there's a funny story. There's a very funny story with a rabbi. I forgot the name, but it was Rabbi Yonis, and whoever the rabbi was. The rabbi Rabbi Yonis, and what was the ma'isa? Maybe it's a different story. There was a ma'isa with a child. Okay, they're going off the topic, but this is a cute story. There was a mice with a child of a Hasidish Rebbe, and the child, the Rebbe did yachatz, he put away the matzah, the child stole the matzah, the child put away the afikomen for later on. It came to the end of the state of the father, said to him, the child knew, where's the afikomen? It's time for the afikomen. So the child says, you want the afikomen? It's going to cost you. I want a prize. I want some electronic gadget, whatever it is. So the Rebbe said, you know, it's a lot of money, this, that. So they negotiated for a long time. And the child was a very tough customer. Finally, the Rebbe gave in, and he promised him to buy him the latest gadget, whatever it was. iPhone 6, 6 Plus. Okay, mask him, with a filter, of course. So now they mask him to the price. So the father takes out the afikomen, and the father distributes the afikomen to the whole family, but does not give a piece of afikomen to the child. So the child says, Tati, where's my afikomen? Father says, I'm not giving you until you release me from my obligation. You negotiated. It's too much. I don't want to. I'm not giving you. Too bad for you. I outsmarted. So the child says. You think I'm a nar? I knew you would do that. And the child pulls out a piece of afikomen from under the table, and he says, "You think you're? Now I heard a follow up. I don't know the exact details, but you have to embellish this on. Think about this on your own. This story is a mashal for us. What's the mashal? I don't have the detail. You have to embellish. Work on it yourself. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are we sitting by the same? Seder. What does the Avikoyim is the Geula? It represents Mashiach. So every year we're holding Hashem hostage. You're sitting by the Seder. You're sitting by the Seder. It's a very holy moment. There's a very good feeling. Ribbono shel Olam, you know, we're holding you hostage. You have to bring Mashiach. We're not letting you go. We're not letting you out of here, out of the Seder, until you bring Mashiach. So Hashem says, okay, fine. You want Mashiach? You're a tough customer? I'll bring Mashiach. Give me back, finish off the Seder, give me back my matzah. Give it back to me. I'll bring Mashiach who'll come. So we give Hashem back the Afikoimen. So then we said, no, we have to, we say, okay, give us the piece of Afikoimen. So Hashem says, you know, when I told you I'm going to bring Mashiach, I have charata. You're not really ready for it. You're not really ready for Afikoimen. So, you know, I'm not going to give it back to you, give you your peace, let you finish the night until you release me from my obligation. And we say to Hashem, Hashem, you think we're a fool? We knew you would have charata on the last moment. That's why we saved for ourselves a little shtickle. Meaning, we have a shtickle, you say that we have a shtickle taste of the geula. Enoch and Ami. Hashem Yitaka, we have to release you from your obligation. But you have to, the obligation the person has is to be like this clever child. You have to be a shtickle, have to outsmart Hashem a little bit. Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. Hashem doesn't want to bring, you have to negotiate. And then when Hashem at the end says, you know what, I demand that you release me from my obligation, okay, we release you, but we at least have the taste of Geula. You have to walk away from the night with at least a small taste of Geula. Outsmart Hashem to some small beginning. This needs a little development, but it's an interesting idea. Okay, let's just go through a little bit more. Why do we actually do, we put away the Afikoimen? We do Yachatz. Yachatz, you break the middle matzah, and you put away the Afikoimen for later on. Why do we do that? So I saw a couple of very interesting reasons. Number one, we all know that Friday night we cover the challah. On a regular Friday night we have lechem, we have the kiddush. Why do we cover the challah? What's the reason we do so? We don't want to embarrass the bread. What's the embarrassment of the bread? Because the halacha is what comes first, hilchos brachos, hamotz lach min aretz, or yayin. What do you make a bracha on first? Yayin or hamotz lach min aretz? Hamotz lach min aretz. You're first supposed to make a bracha on lechem before you make a bracha on yayin. So what are we doing Friday night? We're first making a bar priya gofen. It's a busha. We're putting to shame the bread. We're giving kedima to, you're giving kedima to the wrong thing. In order that the bread should not see its shame, the mele we cover the lechem. It's the same thing. What is the ikar of the seder? The afikoy matzah. That's the mitzvah hayoyim. The of lechem oini. That is what it's all about. The only mitzvah deraisa is the matzah. And what do we spend the whole night doing? Drinking four cups of wine. We drink at least the first, to make kiddush, and then we do the second cup of wine, we make kiddush, and then we come to the second cup of wine. How could you drink a second cup of wine before you do the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Before you focus on what matzah represents? So we symbolically we put it away. We don't want it to be embarrassed. It's not enough. The shame on the night of Pesach is so great, it's not enough just to cover it. We have to actually ask it to leave the table. We do a symbolic. Part of the matzah is told to leave as a way of reminding us, don't put it to shame. Tonight the matzah deserves the limelight. Not the maror, not the kaisais. And we have to recognize the priority. It's a way of, you know, it's also a way of reminding us, what is your priority tonight? The priority is matzah, lechem oni. So what are you spending so much time on all these other things? You're right. That's why we're going to take it off the table to remind. Okay, another reason why do we do yachatz? There's a very interesting minig. I never saw this done. Some have a minig. It's brought down here. They put the matzah in a talis skata, or in a talis skadal, bedavka, to hide the matzah, to wrap the matzah in a garment that has tzitzis. Ever hear such a minig? Never heard such a minig before. That's what it says. See, there used to be a minig. You put a bedavka in a garment that has tzitzis. Why? Because all the mitzvahs generally, especially on the night of Pesach, have four. There are four cups of wine. There are four achila kezayis, the kezayis of matzah. There are four questions. There are four sons. Everything is four, but there are only three matzahs. there are only three matzahs. When you do yachatz, one of the reasons why you do yachatz is you're making it into four. So you have four matzahs. You should have the gro is only two matzahs. But if you have all three matzahs, when you break it, by breaking, you're now making it into four. And to show that you're breaking the matzah in order to create a four, you bedafka wrap it in a garment that has four corners, which is chayv and tzitzis, to show the chavivus of the number four. The dalit is the number of the night. It's all about the number four, whatever the number four means. And so therefore, you enhanced three matzahs to four matzahs. In fact, you know, it's better four, because all the other four is already in front of you. There are four banim, there are four kaisas, everything four, it's done. The yachatz is the only thing that you actually make a fourth. You have three, and now I do a maisa to create a four. And to show, to create the four, you put in a garment that has four corners. Okay, let's go. There's a very interesting minug. The minug is, it's brought down, I think this minug is picking up steam. A lot of people are starting to do this minig. There's a minig that's picking up a new minig. Not a new minig, it's an old minig, but it's becoming, it's a renaissance. Rediscovered. After you do yachatz, you put the matzah, put the matzah in a bag, in some type of container, you put it on your shoulder, and then you walk around the table, but you go to the front door, maybe if you open the front door and you make believe that you go outside, you come inside, and the child says to the father who's holding the matzah on his shoulder, "Father, where are you coming from?" Like a play. Right. The child says to the father, all the different versions of the minute, "Father, where are you coming from?" So the father says, "I'm coming from Mitzrayim." The child says, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to Yerushalayim." "What do you have with you?" Well, how did you?" Then the child says, "How did you leave Mitzrayim?" But how did you leave Mitzrayim? But we all know that a slave never left Mitzrayim. It's impossible to escape of Egypt. You're right. It's a miracle. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us. Then you begin. That's a lead into the Haggadah. This lead to the Haggadah, and it's all done with after Yachatz. You break the matzah, you put the matzah in the bag, you put it on your shoulder. And there's different versions of this conversation. It's a spiel. You play this spiel with your child. The child asks questions, and it leads to the Haggadah. Now, let's go a little bit further. Why, bedavka, do you put the matzah on your shoulder? What's the purpose of putting it on your shoulder? So the Gemara talks about this, and the Gemara says, there's a teacher of Rabbi Ilish. Rabbi Ilish says, when you put it on your shoulder, it's the derech of how Yishmaelim carry things. And a civilized man does not carry things on his shoulder. It says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Yishmaelim of ancient times, that is how they wore, that's how they carry things. They carry things on their shoulder. Yishmaelim. My high, what is this? So he says here something. He says here something very fascinating. Says here that the reason why we put it on our shoulder is because of Zecher from the Chiras Yosef. Who was Yosef sold to? The Yishmaelim. The Midianim, the Yishmaelim, but there was a caravan of Seichim. There were four caravans. And one of the four was Seicharim Yishmaelim. And we put on our shoulders to remind ourselves the reason why we went down to Mitzrayim was because we sold our brother Yosef to Mitzrayim. We sold him to a group of Yishmaelim who carried things on their shoulders.
That was the beginning.
Well, that was part of the kul. That was part of the shibud. That was the shibud.
That started.
It all started. So therefore, now he says over here, this is why in the pasuk it says that they carried their two pesukim that are juxtaposed. Vayisachar ames betzeko terem yechmatz. The people they carried the betzeko terem yechmatz misharoy sam in a sack. Tzururos besimloi some on their shoulders, al shichmam upon their shoulders. When they left Egypt with the matzah on their shoulders. And the next pasuk says, uvinei yisrosu kidvar Moshe vayishalu mimitzrayim klezavuch lechesef. So the question is, why are these two psukim juxtaposed? Why is the pasuk the mistake in the prayer? Why are these two psukim juxtaposed, carrying the Mitzrayim on their shoulders with the pasuk of Bizas Mitzrayim? So he explains here. I don't know who he brings this down from. Say from Radam Lasimcha that. Another question: why did they have to borrow? Why couldn't they just take it by force? Why did Moshe ask the Bnei Yisrael to borrow clothing and utensils when they left Mitzrayim? So he says as follows: the Shibud the Shibud, they were slaves. Why were we slaves? There are two reasons why we were slaves. Number one, Hashem wanted us to be slaves. Number two, we deserved it because of Mechiras Yosef. The Shibud of Mitzrayim, according to the Medrash, was a punishment for, it was a debt that we were paying back to Kadosh Baruch Hu for selling Yosef. Had we not sold Yosef, had we found ourselves in Mitzrayim in the Shibud, then Moshe would not have asked him to borrow. Moshe would have told Klal Yisrael to take, because then you would be entitled, you work, you're slaves, you're entitled to wages. But you're not really entitled to the wages, it's not your property, you'll borrow it, because you don't really, because you deserve to suffer because of Mechiras Yosef. So the reason why it was only She'ela, and it was not Lekicha, was because, that's right, you don't deserve it. You deserve to suffer in Egypt for your chait of Mechiras Yosef. So therefore, that's why these two psukim are juxtaposed. They carry the matzah upon their shoulder, the same way the Yishmaelim carried Yosef, the Yishmaelim, with a reference to the Yishmaelim, and therefore, because there was a chait, a tzviya, there was a taina of Mechiras Yosef, that's why it's only by Yish'alu, it's not a din of Lekicha. Okay, let's go to another idea. Can we discuss the minog?
The basic idea that they borrowed because they were still going on the premise that they came back.
They didn't want them to know, right?
They were still.
They thought they were kind of against it. Okay, that's okay. Okay, now, in the Aseres Hadibrois, it says, Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tinaf and Lo Tignaf. There's a psik in between each of the three. Why is there a psik in between each of the three? There's a line, because sometimes Tirtzach, Hashem wants us to commit murder. To whom is that addressed? To the Mepharshim said, the Bezdin. The Sanhedrin has an obligation in certain circumstances to do Misas Bezdin. Misas Bezdin is Ritzicha. It's murder. But Torah says Tirtzach, there are times Tirtzach. Tinaf, there are times that we are commanded to adultery. Yibam. Yibam is an erva, one of the arayis. What about Geneva? When is there a mitzvah to do Geneva? The answer is when it comes to Torah. A person has to steal time from himself. There are many Gemaras. In fact, one of the questions they ask the person is Kavata Itim La Torah? Why does the Bezer Shalmala use the word Kavata? Kavata means to steal. The Kava Es Kavehem Nefesh. In Tanakh, the word Kavata means, what does it mean? The person has to steal time from himself. Time that he would ordinarily spend working. Time that he would spend for recreation. He has to steal that time for the purpose of learning Torah. So there, in Echonami, there's some of the farsha that the reason why the children steal the Afikoman is because you have to teach them that's right. In life, sometimes you have to steal. You have to steal. There are times to steal when it comes to Devarash Davasha Bekedusha. When it comes to holy matters, you have to steal from yourself money that you have put away for other important things, your own, of course, your own private money, that you're putting away. You have to take away that money and devote that money for purposes of Kedusha, of Torah, and that's why Pesach night B'davka, it's a holy moment when it's not going to be misunderstood. It's going to be, I'm saying, it's Davka time to teach us lessons like Mitzvah Halacha, that the Benos Yisrael, they went out dancing in the vineyards. They went out dancing in the vineyards to go find Shaduchim. When do they do this? On Yom Kippur. Really, that's how you spend Yom Kippur, looking at girls? You're looking at girls, watching girls dance, mixed dancing on Yom Kippur? The answer is that's the only time they can be trusted to do L'Shem Shemayim. Because the whole year round, so it's Simcha Shel Hoylos. But Yom Kippur, when you know that Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meitzim of Suchim, Adraba, you have the right things, you have the right priorities in mind. You know when you're looking L'Shem Shemayim. So it's B'davka Yom Kippur. Here as well, when it comes to Lo Tignaf, when you teach a child that in life, sometimes you have to steal from yourself. It has to be done against the backdrop of holiness. The night of the Seder is that moment of holiness. Okay, Rat, I want to just tell you some quick, interesting things on the Haggadah. Okay, I saw a very beautiful var from the Seride Eish. The Seride Eish is a very interesting person. Yeah. They put out last year Haggadah, a leaker from the Sfarim. He has a very fascinating var on the Chacham. The Chacham asked the question, and what is the response? What exactly is the answer we're giving to the Chacham? So he says the following Yisod. Look at the Haggadah. What is the Haggadah? Is the Haggadah an Ein Yaakov Shir, or is it a Halacha Shir? When you learn, when you go without God, it's like you're learning Mishnah Berurah, or it's like you're going to an Ein Yaakov Shir. What's the answer? It's an Ein Yaakov Shir. The whole Haggadah, Vigat Levin Chavim, will go with the whole from beginning yet. Mitchila, Oiv, the Avodah Zohar, Avosainu. Viachshah, Kimonim, Hamakam, Lavodosai. And you talk about love. And then Bikurim. From beginning, the Tame Hamitzas, Matzah, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, the Tame Hamitzas, the whole Haggadah from beginning to end is one pure Ein Yaakov Shir. When you deal with the Chacham, you have to tell him, he wants to, what is this all about? Tell me the whole story. And we know what the answer is. The answer is, when we go from beginning to end. In addition to giving him a shir in Agada, you also have to give him halacha. Af ato emerlo kihilchoy sapesach. Teach him a halacha. Teach him halacha ein maftim. The last halacha of the Seder is ein maftim. What's the pshat? So the Sudeish says, because when you're dealing with wise people, chachamim, there has to be the proper balance between agada and halacha. Everything that happens in this world, there's a lesson. There's a bottom line. There's halacha, and there's agada. And in fact, what is the ikkar? The ikkar is the agada to some degree, the hashkafa. When an event happens in this world, you have to understand what does Hashem want from you. That's the agada. But there's also halacha. There's also practical applications. And the chinuch that a father has to give a chacham is the proper balance between hashkafa and practical guidance. When you're dealing with the she'eni, the elishol, and the tam, and the rasha, not necessarily do you have to give them both. Maybe some of them you only give agadah, some you only give practical, and this is what you do. Just do A, B, and C, and that's it. Just don't know the reasons. A chacham needs a proper diet, a balanced diet. A balanced diet is hashkacha and halacha. And this is my with the tragedy. So all of the politicians, everyone is screaming, smoke detectors. It's halacha. Smoke detectors, hot plates. What's there to learn? But what are the rabbanim saying? That's right. There is halacha. It's also hashkafa. What's the agada? What's the Musar Haskel? Mo Hashem Lokecha Darish Meimach. It's time to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Ish Yodea Moras Nafsha. Everyone knows what they have to do. Everyone is different. There is, and what is the Iker? The Iker is Afata also. The halacha sometimes is secondary. The practical application is sometimes what you actually have to do, but the primary is that good, what you have to know. So literally with one last very well, which I find to be very, very cute, but very serious. Twice here we say, Lashana Hababi Yerushalayim, Pesach and Yom Kippur. So I saw a story in the Haggadah where there was a chos who went to the Rebbe and said to the Rebbe, Mashiach, the reason why Mashiach is not here, it's all your fault. Why is it your fault? Because this last year you said Lashon HaBab Yerushalayim. And when you said Lashon HaBab Yerushalayim, only the holy rebel like you, he can say it in Shemayim, they took you very seriously. And in Shemayim, they heard you say Lashon HaBab, everything was put into motion, all the preparations were made, that by the year later, we were going to be in Yerushalayim for the Beis HaMikdash. But you know what happened? You know what happened in the meantime? It was Yom Kippur. And when we got to Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, you said at the end, you said, Lashana HaBab Yerushalayim. So in Shemayim, they were already planning that by the next year, Pesach, by Pesach, there will be the Gula. But you later another 6 months. And then when you got to Pesach, so they were planning that by Yom Kippur. But you delayed it another 6 months. So you keep on delaying the coming of Mashiach. If we just said once a year, it would be good. It would happen. But because you keep on delaying it every 6 months. So that was the joke. But it's not a joke. What's Taka the Pshat? It's a very good kasha. So you know what the answer is? The answer is that when you say Lashana Haba, there are two types of years. There is the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, and there's Rosh Hashanah Nisan. HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. But Aleph Tishrei is also, it's Rosh Hashanah. Dip the apple in the honey, it's Rosh Hashanah. The Nela, Pasha Pshat. When you sit by the Seder and you say Lashana Haba Yerushalayim, what is the average person thinking? Next Pesach. That's what the average person is thinking. Right. When you sit by, but if he's thinking next Pesach, you're ruining it, because when you're going to come to Yom Kippur, when you come to Yom Kippur, and when Yom Kippur is over, you're going to say Lashon Haba, you dress like the Rebbe, you're pushing it ahead. Memeil, the Poshup Shad is Lashon Haba by Rosh Hashanah. By the time it comes, Lashon Haba, by Aleph Tishrei, we shall already be in Yerushalayim. And if it's not happening by Aleph Tishrei, when you say Lashon Haba, by Aleph Nisan, Lashon Haba doesn't mean 12 months, it means 6 months. Otherwise, we're following in the way of the Rebbe, with the Chassid of the Rebbe. In other words, what's the Musa Haskell? That we are procrastinators. We're always push it off, push this off, tomorrow. There are two Lashon HaBa's. Don't think Lashon HaBa a year. Lashon HaBa, the next time that's called the Shana, is 6 months. If Yitaka felt like that, that we could bring Mashiach in 6 months, maybe Mashiach would come. A year is a long time. If we do it in 6 months, maybe that would change our mindset and Yitaka would be Lashon HaBa Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll stop here.